legal battle over search warrant details. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump is calling on a Florida judge to release the unredacted affidavit used to request the search warrant that FBI agents executed at his Florida home last week. The Justice Department is opposed to a full release.
In a court filing, federal prosecutors asked the court to deny any revelation that might otherwise present the affidavit to American citizens. They feel like this will actually jeopardize the investigation.
Fox's Kevin Cork, a hearing on that issue is now set for Thursday in Florida. President Biden this afternoon will be signing into law legislation dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act. Supporters say it will lower prescription drug prices for seniors and provide more than $360 billion in climate and energy initiatives. It's also designed to generate $700 billion in revenue by imposing a minimum corporate tax and increased IRS enforcement. Republicans say it won't affect inflation but will hurt the economy. President Biden returned to Washington from vacation in South Carolina without the First Lady, as the White House says Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 this morning and is experiencing mild symptoms.
The First Lady will stay in a private home in South Carolina and plans to return to Washington after two consecutive negative tests. The White House says the president, who recently recovered from his own bout with COVID, will mask for 10 days when inside and close to others and will continue to test each day.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Federal regulators have finalized a long-awaited rule that's expected to allow millions of Americans to buy hearing aids without a prescription. When it takes effect later this year, the rule will create a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam or prescription. Devices for more severe hearing loss will remain prescription only. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. test-fired one of its long-range nuclear-capable missiles this morning.
The U.S. Air Force's Global Strike Command says they've demonstrated the range of a key tool in the U.S. nuclear arsenal, the Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile. It launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and traveled about 4,200 miles, landing near the Marshall Islands in the South Pacific. The ICBM was not armed with a warhead. The launch, flight, and landing were performed without problems. The Air Force insists the exercise was a scheduled missile test and not conducted in response to current world events. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Massive explosions and fires hit a military depot in Russia-annexed Crimea today, forcing the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. Russia blamed the blast at an ammunition storage facility on an act of sabotage. Millions of baby swings and hundreds of thousands of baby rockers are being recalled because of a potential strangulation hazard.
About 2 million Mamaroo swings and 220,000 Rockaroo rockers are getting yanked off shelves after a 10-month-old baby died from asphyxiation and another 10-month-old baby suffered bruising to his neck. The problem with the rockers and swings is the restraint straps that hang below the seat. Infants who aren't in the seat but instead are crawling around can get caught in those straps. They were sold at Bye Bye Baby and Target stores and online at formoms.com and Amazon. Check with the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website for specific model numbers that may be affected. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands of pouches of Capri Sun after some cleaning solution accidentally mixed with the juice on a production line. More than 5,700 cases of Capri Sun wild cherry flavored juice blend are being recalled. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.